From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is replacing his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, with John Bolton. It's the latest in a number of recent high-level Trump administration changes. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired last week. Bolton is regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He recently has advocated for pulling out of the nuclear deal with Iran and for a first strike on North Korea. President Trump has initiated actions to consider imposing tariffs on a list of nearly 1,300 Chinese imported products worth about $60 billion. China's Commerce Ministry today proposed a list of U.S. products as potential retaliation targets. Kui Tianjai is China's ambassador to the U.S.
If somebody imposes a trade war on us, we'll fight to the end. As for the overall China-U.S. relationship, we always believe that the right approach is to base ourselves on better mutual respect and expand our cooperation, manage possible differences in a constructive way, and achieve win-win outcome.
The Trump campaign, Mr. Trump did, on promises to bring down a massive trade deficit in the U.S., crack down on abusive commercial practices by trading partners. White House has announced which countries will be temporarily exempt from the tariffs on steel and aluminum that go into effect today. On that list are Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, South Korea, and a number of the European Union. The president will decide May 1st if he will continue those exemptions. This is VOA News. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters and their families evacuating a town in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves closer to recapturing the entire capital. Rebel officials say they expect the evacuation to last several days and will leave just two other eastern Ghouta enclaves in opposition control. Evacuation deal was brokered by Russia and worked out between Syrian rebels and the government. International groups continuing their efforts to help the Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh refugee camps. Adil Mohammed Hayat is Kuwait's ambassador to Bangladesh. He's accompanied relief workers from his country to Bangladesh to assist the Rohingyas with their needs.
We are part of a Kuwaiti delegation consisting of the Kuwaiti Red Crescent, Kuwait Fund for Economic Assistance, and some other charities to assist the relief operation, and in the meantime, to try to help these refugees with more assistance.
Since late August 2017, more than 688,000 Rohingya have fled Burma's Rakhine State, that is Myanmar's Rakhine State, to escape what the UN and Human Rights Watch describe as the military's large-scale campaign of ethnic cleansing. President Trump's lead lawyer in the Russia probe has resigned. That story now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
At the White House, more questions for President Trump on the Russia probe in the wake of the resignation of one of his attorneys, John Dowd. Dowd's departure came after several days of presidential tweets attacking the Russia probe and targeting Robert Mueller by name. Congressional Democrats have expressed alarm. Some Republicans are also speaking out, including Senator Jeff Flake.
He seems to have hit a new level where he's actually mentioning Mueller by name and talking about this. So it's not a good development. It really isn't.
Trump allies say the president is frustrated with an investigation that appears to have no end in sight. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And the U.S. Senate has approved a $1.3 trillion spending plan to fund the U.S. federal government through September 30th this year. Midterm elections looming in November, the bill likely marks the final time Capitol Hill considers major legislation this year. The measure fulfills President Trump's vow to boost military funding, but provides funding for limited parts of his immigration agenda. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.